Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 1 o'clock, and of course, CMB will come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, we're live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Obviously, a very big sports weekend. We'll get to all the Yankee stuff as they get ready for Game 3 tonight against the Red Sox. A pivotal Game 3 at the stadium. But a interesting football Sunday. A terrific day for the Jets as they beat up the Broncos. And a brutal loss. But a football giant yesterday with Graham Gano's 63-yard field goal, winning it at the gun. I think you got to start with the Giants, bro. Got to.
And this is the second time in a year that they've lost a game because the kicker on the other team hits a 60-plus yard field goal. Yep.
The Eagle game last year.
Like, you felt as if the defense essentially did its job on that final Carolina drive. They forced Graham Gano to have to kick a 63-yard field goal. And it's a helpless feeling that's how you lose the football
game. By the way,
game.
That kick was good from 70 yards.
I know.
I mean, he easily made it. Easily.
Absolutely. He would have made it either way.
Yep.
But I remember a few weeks ago when the Giants won their one game, when they beat the Houston Texans, I said to you, you know, I felt like the karma was good because they made the decision to sit Eric Flowers. The karma's changing.
Right, right.
I sat down here yesterday and felt the exact opposite based on the circus that Odell Beckham Jr. created. Because you start to see these leaked comments coming from Odell, and I'm always a fan of, well, let me see the interview. Let me see how it was said.
Right, right.
And I go on YouTube, and I watch this interview, which felt like the biggest joke I've ever seen. First of all, what the hell is Lil Wayne doing sitting next to Odell Beckham Jr.? And if that wasn't bad enough, every time Odell is asked a question, before Odell gives his arrogant answer, and that's the word I would use to describe Odell and the way he handles himself, arrogant, take no blame answer, I got to see Lil Wayne, who I don't give a crap about. I don't think any Giant fan cares about Lil Wayne. I'm sure he's a talented guy.
Who is Lil Wayne?
He's an entertainer. He's a performer.
Okay. Was he a rapper?
I think he's a rapper.
Okay.
And I'm sure he's fine.
And he's sitting there doing this video with Odell as he's ripping the Giants.
Well, I don't know, Joe, why Lil Wayne is there.
Must be tight with Odell.
Who cares? I'm tight with people. I'm not sitting there with them in an interview.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to, come up with a reason why he's there.
But here's what made it worse. So Lil Wayne is sitting there.
Okay.
And I have nothing against Lil Wayne. I don't care about Lil Wayne. There's nothing I care less about than Lil Wayne.
He's not playing for the Giants last time I looked.
No kidding. But every time Josina Anderson asks a question, the first thing we get, Joe, is Lil Wayne giving like he's giving us a pre-reaction to what Odell's going to say. So when Josina Anderson, who's trying to get a story, that's fine. That's her job. She's trying to get Odell to say something. We get it. You know, get as much attention as you can. That's what you're trying to do as an interviewer. We got to hear Lil Wayne. Hey, Odell, what do you think about Eli? Ooh, like Lil Wayne knows something.
Right.
We don't know.
He probably does.
Of course he does. And, ripping your teammates is one thing, which was stupid. But how about this? This is the one that bothered me the most. This just really ticked me. And I've been a defender of Beckham. They should have signed Beckham.
Right,
I'm not defending this garbage. Josina Anderson says, so do you like New York?
Oh, yeah. He said, well, he likes L.A. Did he basically say, I like L.A. better?
Well, first, Lil Wayne had to give us a
Oh, Lil Wayne? Oh, Lil Wayne made a comment first?
No comment, just
Okay. All right. Right.
And then Odell says, ooh, that's a tough one. It's a tough one? Hey, listen, they just paid you $1 billion.
Yeah.
You will love New Jersey. You will make love to New Jersey. It's the greatest state in the freaking world. Shut up about California.
By the way, it really isn't, but I understand.
It doesn't matter. Of course it's not. But you know what, Joe? When a franchise just gave you that kind of money.
Bro, of course.
Lie to us.
You got it right.
You signed that contract 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, no.
I don't care that you like the weather in California. Then you know what, big shot? You shouldn't have signed the contract.
Yep.
You should have just tried to force yourself out, and you should have gotten the hell out of here if you hate this place so much. And Eli's so terrible, and your teammates have no heart. What I heard from this guy yesterday was, everybody else is to blame but me. I'm Odell. I'm the greatest. I work the hardest. And then, this is the best part. After they lose this freaking game, and I know Odell played fine. He played great.
Well, you didn't help him with that muff punt.
That was a killer.
That didn't hurt.
That's true.
That didn't help him, that's for sure.
And I thought
Outside of that, he did. He played well.
Throws a touchdown, catches a touchdown.
Right,
there was also one in the end zone he couldn't hold on to.
Right.
But after the game, Odell is taking credit. Like, you see what I did here? You see that interview?
Did he really do that? They lost.
They lost?
I mean, I understand you scored 30 points for the first time since, you know, the Great Flood. But, I mean, you know, I mean, you can't be sitting. I didn't see the interview afterwards, but you can't be sitting there taking credit for a game you lost.
Hey,
I don't care what you did in this game.
Hey, if this worked, if this fired the guys up, great.
Right.
The only thing Odell did well from a leadership standpoint, because that interview is not what a leader does. I'm sorry.
All right, well.
The only thing I'll give him credit for was calming down Sterling Shepard. When Sterling Shepard had his freak out, his Odell moment, if you will, on the sideline, he's beating up the trash can and all that.
Yep.
Odell showed some leadership by, you know, kind of putting his arm around him, saying, all right, calm down.
He didn't beat up the kicking net.
No, that's next week, apparently. So on the backdrop of this game, on this brutal loss, you've got Odell Beckham Jr. acting very, very selfish. Very selfish. And blaming everybody but himself. And you could tell how ticked off this coach was. And I got to hand it to him. I thought Shermer was fantastic after the game because he showed you how angry he was. Now, he didn't confirm the report that Jay Glazer had, which was that he was furious at Odell and told him, you're going to talk to the team.
I'm sure he did. Well, Odell did talk to the team on Saturday night.
We know that. We don't know if he was forced to.
Well,
and what he actually said.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But Shermer was ticked off about it. And if they win that game yesterday, who knows? Maybe we're all talking about this a little differently. But here are the facts. They didn't win this game yesterday.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, Joe, one of the crucial plays in this game was a mistake Odell Beckham made.
No question about it. As a, you know, he's finally back there as the punt returner. He had a nice return earlier in the game, you know, for about 15 yards. But, you know, you got to get away from that ball. I know he's trying to block the guy, whatever he's doing. But, you know, obviously a huge play in the game for giving 7 points to Carolina.
And it felt as if it started to turn back towards the Giants on the quick pass, the backwards pass to Odell, which he throws to Saquon Barkley for a touchdown.
Who couldn't have been much more open than he was.
And you could understand why.
Sure. Everybody thought, everything's going to Odell, of course.
And it was a great play by Odell because he actually had pressure in his face, and he was able to throw the football deep to Saquon Barkley, who connected for a touchdown. And the other thing about this game was some of these calls. I mean, these were just awful, awful calls that went against the Giants.
Well, I'll tell you a call, too. And I didn't watch it. Look, I wasn't locked into the Giant game because I'm watching the Jets playing the same time. But that call at the end of the game, and I watched the last four minutes after the Jet game is over, obviously. That call, was that really your first down on that last drive by Carolina? And to me, that wasn't looked at enough, was it?
Well, it wasn't looked at, period.
Right? I mean, they just
it wasn't even looked at.
I mean, when I first saw that, I think it was McCaffrey that ran the ball.
Yes.
When I first saw that, I'm like, did he get the first down? And I didn't think he did. And next thing to me, it's fourth down and Cam Newton spiking the ball.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing? The game's over.
And the graphic showed fourth down.
Right.
To your point.
No, it did. The graphic showed fourth down. No doubt about it.
There's a couple of things, and I think this goes back to something that you have complained about for years where you're right, and that's in the final 2 minutes, should be up to the coaches.
No question about it.
Because
please.
Now, the problem is, if I'm not mistaken,
I think the Giants did have a timeout, or maybe they didn't have a timeout. Because if they don't have a timeout, they wouldn't have been able to challenge anyone.
Right, that's right.
But think about this. The Panthers never advanced the football more anyway. So that was the spot where they kicked the field goal as it was.
Right. Now that's got to be looked at. I mean, look, everything goes up to the booth anyway in the last 2 minutes. How do you not look at that?
They should have looked
at it. That's a huge play in a game. You got to look at that play.
They should have looked at it, but the truth is it turned out not to matter because that's the spot where we're going to hit the field goal.
Well, it would have mattered if it wasn't a first down.
Why would it have mattered? They would have kicked the field goal.
That's right. That's true.
They had time where.
That's true.
Now, let's say they review it. There's a 10-second runoff, if I'm not mistaken, and then they would have set up and kicked the same field goal. It would have been a half of inch further away.
That's true.
So from that, here's the penalty. That if I'm the Giant fan or the Giant player, this is the penalty I'm thinking about all week long until Thursday.
Landon Collins?
Well, whoever it was called on.
Well, they called it on you.
Did they end up calling it on Landon Collins?
Well,
the personal
foul?
They
called his number, but I think it wasn't on.
I think it was on Thomas.
Thomas, it was on him.
That
31
was,
instead of 21.
That was egregious.
Yeah.
Okay? Well. Yes, Cam Newton threw the football to Devin Funchess. There was contact. There was three Giant defenders and Funchess. But when you look at the replay, what was illegal?
Yeah. No, look, we could go on and on with this. How long have I been complaining about the officials in this league? It's a joke, bro. It's a joke. They call stuff they shouldn't. They don't call stuff they should. We could go on and on with it. We could go on and on.
No, and the Giants, after the game, went to town on the officials.
Right.
And I understand it because they're right, but I always look at it this way. When you lose a game, there are other aspects that contributed to the loss. So if you lose and you rip the officials, it comes across bitter. That's why I want to compliment the next head coach of the New York Jets, or at least I'm hoping, Mike Tomlin. Because Mike Tomlin, after yesterday's game, you're going to love this. You may not love Tomlin, you'll love
this. Well, my wife was happy because she had the Steelers in the knockout pool.
That's right.
She was happy.
And they won.
So easily.
The Steelers won, obviously.
Yes.
This is Mike Tomlin after a game. They won.
Some of the other stuff, man, is a joke. We got to get better as a National Football League. Man, these penalties are costing people games and jobs. We got to get them correct. And so I'm pissed about it, to be quite honest with you.
He won.
41.
But that's all I'm
going to
say on it.
He won.
How about that?
I respect
God
that.
God bless Mike Tomlin.
And that's not to say that Snacks Harrison should shut up or anybody should shut up. I get being upset because the officials in many ways – cost the Giants this game. No doubt. I think that personal foul, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
Because four plays later, Carolina's in the end zone. They're up by 11. They scored a touchdown. Instead, the Giants would have gotten the football back. Now, I don't know how the game plays out. We understand that. Game could play out a million different ways. It's an awful, awful call. And that wasn't the only one. There were plenty during this Giant game. But I respect a coach after
a win.
That's
a tremendous job by Tomlin.
Because that comment is standing up for the Giants and other teams around the league.
That, no question about it. I mean, look, we see it every week. Every week we see the same. Look, and we'll get to the Jet game. The Jets had it, and it was an easy win for them and all of that. There were two pass interference calls they didn't call in the end zone. Two of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, this goes on. And this is all over the entire league. We see it every week, every damn week.
You're right. Now, you can overcome them because there was a sequence in this game which I thought watching was going to be the death knell for the New York Giants, and it turned out not to matter. It turned out to be a footnote. The Panthers are punting on 4th and 8, right? At this point, it's 20-16, so it's early third quarter. Panthers are punting. Kareem Martin's offsides. Okay, it's 4th and 8. Now it's 4th and 3. But that makes Ron Rivera say, hey, let's go for it. Now it's 4th and 3. Let's go for it. And that's when Janoris Jenkins was called for a defensive hold on an incomplete pass. And then they called it an unsportsmanlike penalty on B.W. Webb. So all of a sudden, it went from 4th and 8 punting to 4th and 3 to defensive hold to first down on the 16-yard line. But it turned out not to matter because that's when Riley got the interception.
The interception on Cam,
So this sequence turned out to be a footnote, but those were huge, what appeared at the moment to be huge moments in this game. The officiating is bad all the way around. Should the Giants have won this game despite that? Yes. Yeah, they should have won this game. But there's also a part of you that says, Graham Gano hit a 63-yard field goal. You just shrug your shoulders, you throw the remote and say, are you freaking kidding me?
Yep.
What more can be done? Brutal, brutal loss.
That is bad. And I'll tell you, really, it sets up the loser of this game on Thursday night, because the Eagles are in trouble, too. I mean, they're 2-3. They're not looking so good after they lost yesterday to Minnesota. The loser of this game Thursday night's in big trouble. I mean, the Giants have to win Thursday. That's it.
Well, Joe, if they have any hopes.
If they're 1-5, forget the season's over.
If you have any hopes of this being a season,
yep.
They got to find a way to dust
Absolutely.
It all off.
Absolutely.
Maybe
right.
Odell's got to do another controversial interview.
I don't know.
Because clearly that sparks the team, right, Joe? That gets them going.
Then that's what wins.
That's what leaders do. You want to know, look at what a leader does more so than Odell Beckham? He should call up his friend Jarvis Landry. I think he's more of a leader in Cleveland right now than what Odell is here in New York. And I've defended Odell. I thought the Giants were right for locking him up long term. I think he's an incredibly talented player. But you talk about a guy that hasn't learned. He hasn't learned. That interview, if I'm Eli Manning, and I get it, Eli's not perfect right now. Mm-hmm. But you know what Eli has, Odell, that likely you
yes.
will never, ever have?
Yes.
Two championships.
He has those.
So when you make your comment about, hey, is Eli the problem? That was the question. Is Eli the problem? And he's like, well, you know, I'd like to get the ball deep. Or I know Eli's not going to escape the pocket. You know what happens when he says that? Little Wayne thinks it's hilarious. Little Wayne's like, what a joke. Why is Little Wayne there?
Yeah, I have no idea. You're asking the wrong guy.
I know. You were thinking, who the heck is Little
Wayne?
Yeah,
I didn't even know who he was. I have no idea.
I'm looking forward to this because at 12 o'clock.
Maybe he's like Big Wayne's brother. I don't know. Cousin.
Coming up at 11 o'clock,
Medium
we'll talk
Wayne.
To Carl. Medium Wayne, yes. I don't think Little Wayne's that little, to be honest with
Probably
you.
Probably not.
But Carl Banks will join us at 11. Very curious to see what he has to say about all this and the Giant loss. We'll get to the Jets, who had I felt good about this game.
Tremendous.
I told you, man.
It was great. Now they got to win this week. This you cannot now. And this is all I'm thinking about as they're beating up the Broncos yesterday. You know, now you played a lousy Colts this week at home. How many times have we seen it? You know, they're patting themselves on the back after they have a nice win, and then they lay an egg next week. They have to win this game next week because this team, watching this team yesterday and watching them so far the first 5 weeks of the season, this team's got a lot of nice young talent on it. This quarterback is ahead of schedule. There's no reason to lose to the lousy Colts next week. None.
I agree. So we'll get to the Jets coming up the rest of week 5 in the NFL. And, of course, a lot of Yankee talk as they get set to try to break the tie in this 1-1 divisional series with game 3 tonight at Yankee Stadium. You'll have a chance to win Yankee
tickets coming
up. David
Price is pitching tonight. You know, let me tell you right now. Alex Cora, for all the good he's done this year, how do you pitch this guy?
He had to.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
But why did he have to?
Because he was their best pitcher in the second half of the year.
And what happened? He didn't even get out of the second inning.
Well, that's a different story.
It's a joke.
We'll get more on that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.